This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Philippine Seismology Agency called Thursday for the evacuation of thousands of people near a volcano south of Manila after an eruption sent steam and rock fragments hundreds of meters into the sky. The volcano has been doing this for several days, creating a thick haze over the capital and several surrounding provinces and prompting health warnings. The last eruption in January 2020 shot ash 15 kilometers, 9 miles high, and spewed red-hot lava, crushing scores of homes, killing livestock, and sending over 135,000 people into shelters. It burst to life again Thursday afternoon, and the agency warns of possible, quote, succeeding eruptions as it raises the alert level from 2 to 3 and recommended the evacuation of the volcano island and, quote, high-risk areas. A spokesman for the National Disaster Agency said its local agents had called an emergency meeting with Philippine government officials and emergency services. He estimated about 15,000 people lived in the most vulnerable areas. The chief financial officer of the Trump Organization surrendered to authorities on Thursday as he and former U.S. President Donald Trump's namesake company prepare to face criminal charges. Alan Weisselberg, the CFO, entered a building housing Manhattan's criminal court, where he and a Trump Organization representative are expected to appear later in the day. The charges would be the first to emerge from an ongoing investigation into Trump's real estate empire, which has been hovering over the former president since he left office in January. Trump denies wrongdoing and calls the investigations a, quote, witch hunt by politically motivated prosecutors. This is VOA News. Bill Cosby is back home in suburban Philadelphia after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned Cosby's sexual assault conviction, allowing him to be released from prison. Cosby, who is 83, served nearly 3 years of a 10-year term after being found guilty of drugging and violating a Temple University sports administrator, Andrea Constant, in his suburban Philadelphia home in 2004. Attorney Lisa Banks says that while Bill Cosby's release from prison Wednesday didn't change the facts of the case, it does feel a setback for the Me Too movement. Authorities in Ecuador seized more than 7 tons of cocaine with a street value of some $333 million U.S. dollars. The cocaine was found on Monday in 2 containers in a port shipment area. German's interior minister says a decision by European soccer's governing body, UEFA, to allow big crowds at Euro 2020 is, quote, utterly irresponsible, especially given the spread of the Delta variant of COVID-19. He told a news conference the body seems to be driven by commercial considerations, which should not rank above health concerns. He says it's inevitable that a match with 60,000 spectators, the number UEFA will allow at London's Wembley Stadium for the Euro 2020 semifinals and final, will promote the spread of COVID-19, especially given the Delta variant. Nearly 2,000 people who live in Scotland have attended a Euro 2020 event while infectious with COVID-19, officials said on Wednesday. Thousands of Scots came to London for their game against England in the Euro 2020 group stage on June 18th. At least 300 Finns who went to cheer the national team also contracted COVID-19, health officials said on Tuesday. Indonesia will impose emergency coronavirus restrictions this week to battle an alarming surge in infections, its president said Thursday, as the country scrambles to avoid a collapse of its overwhelmed healthcare system. The president says the new curbs will start Saturday and last 2 weeks in the capital of Jakarta, hard-hit Java, and the holiday island Bali after infections surged to record levels. Daily cases reaching almost 25,000 on Thursday, a new record for Southeast Asia's worst-hit nation, as authorities warn about the rapid spread of the highly infectious Delta variant. The new measures will run until July 20th, include ordering all non-essential employees to work from home, while classes will only be held online. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.